she's down there!
Are you hurt, Paul?
Both legs broken, I shouldn't wonder.
No, I'm all right, I think. But you'll have to help me out.
What is it you've fallen into?
It's a trench, or it might be a kind of sunken lane or something. It runs quite straight.
And due north. I wonder if it's a road.
I don't know.
If it was, we'd be out of this infernal wind down there.
Yeah.
Is there a lot of snow at the bottom?
Hardly any. It all blows over the top, I suppose.
And what happens further on?
I'll go and see.
Watch where you're going, Paul. It's just the sort of place that might lead to a dragon's cave.
I've reached the end. It turns to the right.
Anywhere much? I'm jolly well going to take a look.
Oh, are you all right?
Of course I'm all right.
It's just that...
Be careful, you two!
There's nothing to be careful about.
We go right. Now straight on. Now we've another choice. Straight on or sharp to the right. No, that's no good.
Why?
That would be taking us back south.
So it's straight on then?
How far have you gone?
Another turn to the right. Blast!
Come on now.
See for yourself. This turning's a dead end. We'll just have to retrace our steps and get Puddle Glum to pull us out.
There. First into the ditch, now out of the ditch again. Not unless I'm much mistaken what you'd call progress. Are you still sure of those signs Aslan gave you, Paul?
Oh, come on. Bother the signs.
Remember, remember, remember the signs. Nothing else matters.
We'll think about it later.
But what's the sign we ought to be after now?
Something about someone mentioning Aslan's name, I think. Oh. But I'm jolly well not going to give a recitation here.
Oh, that was next, was it? Are you sure?
Look! Look!
Harfat! We're almost there!
That's all very well, but...
Oh, shut up! And do let's get on!
Well, the portcullis is up and the gates are open.
What do we do?
Don't look... frightened. We've done the silliest thing in the world by coming, but now we're here, we'd best put a bold face on it.
Ho! Porter! Porter!
You know, Paul, he may be a wet blanket, but he's plenty of pluck and cheek.
Who's out there? And what do you want?
We're travellers in need of shelter!
And what sort of creature do you call yourself?
The Lady of the Green Kirtle salutes the King of the Gentle Giants and has sent us, two southern children and this marsh wiggle. His name's Puddle Glum, to your autumn feast. If that's quite convenient, of course.
That's quite a different story. His Majesty will be pleased to see you. Come in, little shrimps. Come in.
Well, what have we here?
A good question.
If you please, sire, the Lady of the Green Kirtle salutes you by us and said you'd like to have us for your autumn feast.
Oh, what good children.
Yes, indeed, quite excellent children. We welcome you to our court.
But what is that?
I am, Your Majesty, a perfectly respectable marsh wiggle.
The horrid thing! It's alive!
She looks like she's seen a mouse.
How humiliating.
He's quite all right, Your Majesty. Really, he is. You'll like him much better when you get to know him. I'm sure you will.
Oh, dear, this is awful. I'm so wet and hungry. And now all these great people staring at
me. Oh, the poor
Poor child. We do wrong to keep our guests standing. Nurse?
Yes, Your Majesty?
You always comforted me when I was a child. Comfort the little girl.
Of course I will, the little puppet.
Give her all you can think of. Possets and comfits and caraways and lullabies and toys. Oh, don't cry, little girl, or you won't be any good for anything when the feast comes.
Quite so. Now take them away and give them food and wine and baths. Off you go to your rooms, little ones, and get a good night's sleep.
This bath is so large. It's a good job I can swim. Still, it's wonderful to relax in this lovely hot water after all that horrid cold and damp.
Oh, la la, there's a duck. Now you've had a nice bath, you'll be all right, won't you? Oops-a-daisy, out you come. Let's rub you dry.
I'm quite able to dry myself.
Oh, you can you, my puppet? Well, let's make sure you're well wrapped up in the towel.
I really can manage, thank you. The towel's huge.
Then you must have some food. There's soup and hot roast turkey and steamed pudding and roast chestnuts and fruit. And then if you eat it all up, you can play for a while I tuck you up in beddy-bye. I brought you some nice toys, see? There's a dolly.
It's bigger than I am.
And a wooden horse on wheels to push along like this. Giddy up, Dobbin.
The size of an elephant.
What are you nattering about, my little one?
I'm a bit too old for toys like these.
You silly little thing, of course you're not. And look, you can play the drum if you like, listen. Isn't that fun? Now you try.
I'd rather not.
Maybe when you've eaten. Now wrap the towel round you and sit up for your soup. Such a precious puppet, aren't you, eh? All tucked up, my little precious?
What about the others? What are they doing?
The boy and that funny froggy creature, you mean? Well, they're getting ready for bed, too. You'll see them in the morning.
Is it still snowing?
Oh, no. Raining now, ducky. Rain'll wash away all the nasty snow. You and your little friends will be able to go out and play tomorrow. Now that will be fun, won't it, my little darling?
Yes. Yes, it will.
Precious puppet. Sweet dreams.
Something moving in the room. Wooden horse on wheels. Not a horse. A lion, big as a horse. Not a toy lion, a real lion. The lion who blew me into Narnia.
Daughter of Eve, repeat the signs I gave you.
No, I can't.
Did I not tell you, remember the signs?
Yes.
Then why can't you repeat them to me?
Because I've forgotten them.
But did I not instruct you to say them to yourself when you wake in the morning and when you lie down at night and when you wake in the middle of the night?
Yes.
And did I not also ask you that whatever strange things might happen to you, you let nothing turn your mind from following the signs?
Yes, Aslan, you did.
You see, my child, it is as I told you. The signs do not look at all as you expected them to look. That is why it was important for you to know them by heart and pay no attention to appearances. To remember the signs and believe the signs. I told you then and I tell you now, nothing else matters. Now.
Aslan, please. What's happening?
I want you to come to the window that you may look out. There. Now. What do you see?
Night.
You see nothing in the moonlight?
Yes. Yes. Great letters. Words written across the world or the sky.
And what do they say, Daughter of Eve?
Under me.
Under me. Under me. Under me. Under me.
Pretty Poppet's little friends come to play with her.
Hello, Scrub. Good morning, Puddleglum.
Oh,
yeah. Isn't this fun?
That's right. You have lots of fun.
I think I must have slept about 15 hours. I do feel better, don't you?
I do, but Puddleglum's still a bit dozy.
Well, you mean a bit sleepy, I am.
Your window's got a window seat. If we climb up, we can see out. Can you help Jill up, Puddleglum?
Yeah, all right. Come on, then. Up you get.
Oh, no.
What's up?
Look.
This is dreadful. That must be the ruined city we were looking for. In fact, we must have been crossing it in the blizzard. It's all my fault. If I'd have been thinking about the signs, I could have seen the ruined city, even in all the snow.
I'm worse. I think I nearly saw it.
You're the only one who isn't to blame. You tried to stop us.
Didn't try hard enough, though.
The truth is, ever since we met that woman with the knight, we've been thinking of nothing else except getting to this place. We'd nearly forgotten about Prince Rillian.
I shouldn't wonder if that wasn't exactly what she intended.
Look! Something else there. Carved in the pavement. Great letters. Some kind of writing.
Under me, it says. Isn't that one of the signs?
You shall find a writing on a stone in that ruined city, and you must do what the writing tells you.
Of course. My dream. Last night, I dreamt that Aslan came to me and showed me the words. But why didn't we see the lettering when we were out there?
We did see it. We got into the lettering. What? At least you fell into the letter E of me. We walked all around inside it. Only 4 signs to go, and we've muffed the first 3.
You mean I have? I'm so sorry, but what does the sign mean? You must do what the writing tells you, said Aslan. But under me doesn't seem to make much sense.
Yes, it means we've got to look for the prince under that city.
How can we?
Well, that's the question. If we'd had our minds on the job when we were in the ruinous city, we would have been shown how. Found a little door or a cave or a tunnel. Met someone to help us, maybe even Aslan himself. But how to do it now, that's another matter.
We'll just have to go back, I suppose.
Easy, isn't it? We might try opening that door to begin with.
But we're not tall enough to reach the door handle.
Exactly.
We could ask them to let us out.
Supposing they won't.
Our only chance is to sneak away somehow. Maybe if we could get down to the kitchen, a back door might be open.
Hardly what I call a chance, but it's all we're likely to get.
We must put them off their guard, though. Pretend we love being here and are longing for this autumn feast.
That's tomorrow night. I heard one of them say so.
Then let's pretend to be awfully excited about it and keep on asking questions. They think we're absolute babies anyway, which will make it easier.
No, my puppets. Like to come and see the king and all the court setting out on the hunting? Such a pretty sight.
No horses.
Maybe there aren't any giant horses or any giant animals. Their hounds are normal size, like in our world.
Then they must go hunting on foot. Which is bad news, because I can't imagine that silly great queen doing that. And if she's going to be around the house all day, we'll never escape.
No, there she is now. They're carrying her on a sort of bed affair with a canopy over the top.
I don't envy those 6 young giants having to hold up the poles supporting the bed. Fancy having to carry her for miles. It'd give you a terrible pain in your shoulders, I shouldn't wonder.
Hello, my dears.
Let's try to get permission to have the run of the place.
Oh, please. You're not going away, are you? You will come back.
Oh, yes, my dear. I'll be back tonight.
Oh, good. And we may come to the feast tomorrow night, mayn't we?
Oh, yes, we're expecting you. aren't we, my lords and ladies?
Oh,
oh,
yes.
Oh, good. Because we're so looking forward to it.
Mm, so are we.
In fact, I wish it was tomorrow night already. Do you think the time will go quickly till then?
Not quickly enough.
I don't know, but I don't like it.
Keep going, Paul.
We do love being here.
And we love having you.
That is, we hope to.
Poor little thing. She is a perfect little darling. They are dear little things at that age. It seems almost a pity.
Almost a pity?
Shh. The king's coming over. Good morning, Your Majesty.
Hello, my little man. Funny little things. Now, my dear, are we ready to be off?
Oh, quick.
Your Majesties, before you go, we're having such a wonderful stay here. While you're out, may we run over the whole castle and see everything? Please say we may. Please.
Oh, delightful. One might almost say delicious.
Of course you may, my dears, with pleasure.
Let the hunt begin.
It's taken hours to get to the kitchen. I shouldn't be at all surprised if they're not back before we've managed to escape.
There was no point being here when it was full of people getting lunch for those who didn't go on the hunt.
What are you little ones twittering on about? Funny little things.
And the cook's still here.
Oh, goodness, but they work a body to death here. Still, that job's about through.
Perhaps she'll go away now.
Well, dearies, let's put the kettle on and make a nice cup of tea.
Perhaps she won't.
Now I can put my feet up and have a bit of rest. Just look into the scullery like good puppets and tell me if the back door is open.
I'll go.
I always leave it open so as Puss can get in and out.
Yes, it's open.
That's right. Only sometimes they goes and shuts it and the poor thing gets shut out all night. Oh, a bit of peace and quiet at last. I don't know as I mightn't have 40 winks. If only that blamey hunting party doesn't come back too soon.
When do they usually come back?
You never can tell. But there. Go and be quiet for a bit, dearies.
Don't try anything until we're sure she's really asleep.
Or the king and queen come back.
We must just be patient.
I say, this cookery book. It lists all the different dishes they're planning for the autumn feast.
Whatever they are, I still don't want to be here to eat it.
Mallard. That's a kind of duck, I think. This delicious bird can be cooked in a variety of ways. Lots of different recipes, all arranged in alphabetical order.
What's up?
Come here and have a look. Look what's listed after Mallard.
Man.
Man?
This elegant little biped has long been valued as a delicacy. It forms a traditional part of the autumn feast and is served between the fish and the joint. Each man
Don't
can be...
read any more.
Bet you're glad you're not a man, Puddleglum.
Don't make any odds. Look at the next recipe.
Marshwiggle.
Some authorities reject this animal altogether as unfit for giant's consumption because of its stringy consistency.
Stringy?
And muddy flavour.
Muddy? How dare they?
The flavour can, however, be greatly reduced if you...
This is our chance. Come on. Don't look back. Don't walk too quickly, and whatever you do, don't run. Look as if we're just taking a stroll. Then if we're seen, they might just possibly not bother about us. The moment we look like people running away, we're done.
There's the city ruinous, straight ahead of us.
A good way off, too. And no cover between here and there. A horn! The hunt's returning!
Don't run even now, not until I give the word.
There! They're over there!
Not more than half a mile.
Oh, they'll see us soon.
Steady, steady! Oh, they see us! Run!
Stop!
Run! Run! Oh,
we'll
have no
vampires
tomorrow.
What will we do?
Oh, there, the stone steps, a bottom one underneath, and then a hole of some sort.
We'll never make it.
Follow me. Quick, come on, get down.
Come on, Paul.
I'm here.
All right, come on.
Come on.
Down now. Quick. The stones, fill up the opening.
It's pitch black. I can't see any stones.
Be all for them.
Come on, hurry. Stack them up. Now, get farther in. Quick!
Let's all hold hands!
Good idea. Or it would be if I could find your hands.
There!
Yeah, and this is me.
Try if we can stand up.
Oh, no. The question is whether, taking one thing with another, we wouldn't be better off giving the giants a treat at that feast of theirs instead of losing our way in the guts of a hill where 10 to 1 there's dragons and deep holes and gases and water and... Oh! I'm sick! Oh!
Huddlecombe! Where are you?
Oh, I suppose we've all broken something or other.
I'm still in one piece.
Me too, I think. Still, we can never get up that again.
Have you noticed how warm it is? That means we're a long way down, maybe nearly a mile.
What do you want here, creatures of the overworld?
Who's there?
I am the warden of the marches of Underland. Oh. And with me stand 100 armed earthmen. Tell me quickly who you are and what is your errand in the deep realm.
We fell down by accident.
Many fall down, and few return to the sunlit lands. Make ready to come with me to the queen of the deep realm.
What does she want with us?
Her will is not to be questioned, but obeyed.
What's that?
Some kind of light being lit.
Sort of lantern. Well, it's a cold, grey light.
He wasn't exaggerating. There's at least 100 of them.
Strange creatures. All sorts and shapes.
Some with beards, some with tails.
Odd noses too. Pointed ones. Great blobby ones.
There's one with a sort of a trunk and a horn in the middle of its forehead. Nasty.
They're so pale. They're sad looking.
Get up.
Oh well, here we go.
One thing about being underground, we shan't get any rain.
March!
Place down here feels sort of soft and sleepy.
There's tree things growing here, except they're not trees.
More like some kind of moss.
But flabby, like mushrooms. And what are all those strange animals lying about?
They look dragonish to me.
All asleep or dead. Probably dead.
Do they grow here?
No. They are all beasts that have found their way down by chasms and caves, out of overland, into the deep realm. Many come down, but few return to the sunlit lands. It is said that they will wake at the end of the world. On, march!
Look up ahead, a river, or maybe it's an underground lake.
So hard to see with only the lantern light.
They are the pale beaches where we will board our ship.
Ship?
Certainly. We have a long voyage ahead of us.
What I want to know, Warden, or whatever you are, is whether anyone from our world, from up atop, I mean, has ever done this trip before.
Oh, yes. Many have taken ship at the pale beaches, but...
Yes, I know, but few return to the sunlit lands. You needn't say it again.
Hurry! We must get on board.
Lost all sense of time. We seem to have been aboard the ship forever.
I think I can see lights up ahead.
Paul's right, Scrub. There are lights.
It's a city. You can make out some of the buildings if you stare hard enough.
Oh, yes. I can see one with huge pillars. And another with a dome on top.
I can just make out all some earthmen moving about on top of the walls.
Listen. What do you hear?
Nothing.
Just the oars.
Exactly. And that's odd. A great city full of people and not so much as a sound. Not so much as a song or a shout or a bell or the rattle of a wheel anywhere.
What does it all mean?
Perhaps we'll find out when we get ashore.
These must be the main gates.
Password.
Many sink down to the underworld.
And few return to the sunlit lands. Who bring you here?
Three overlanders, captured and brought to Her Majesty.
The Queen is not here. We'd better keep these top dwellers in prison till her homecoming.
What have you got down there?
Overworlders, Your Highness. Brought here by the Warden of the Marches.
Overworlders? Bring them up to me.
Please it, Your Highness, to remember
it
that...
It pleases my Highness principally to be obeyed. Bring them up.
Oh, well. Up you go, he says. So, up you go.
Welcome, Overworlders. But have we not met before?
I don't think so.
Yes. Was it not by the bridge on the borders of Ettensmore when I rode by my lady's side?
Oh, you were the Black Knight who never spoke.
And was that lady the Queen of Underland?
Because if it was, it was pretty mean to send us off to a castle of giants who intended to eat us. What harm had we ever done her? I should like to know.
I will hear no words against my lady's honour. Whatever she said to you, she meant well. You do not know her, or you would only speak of her truthfulness, mercy, gentleness, and courage. But you shall get to know and love her. Meanwhile, what is your errand in the deep lands?
Please, we are trying to find Prince Rillian of Narnia.
Narnia? What land is that? I've never heard the name. It was a strange fantasy that brought you to my lady's realm in search of this Prince...
Rillian.
Well, there's no such man here.
We had been told to look for a message on the stones of the city Ruinous, and we saw the words, under me.
You were the more deceived. Those words have nothing to do with your quest. Those words are all that is left of a longer inscription, which in ancient times would have read, though under earth and throneless now I be, yet while I lived all earth was under me.
That's all very well, but what does it mean?
My lady tells me that some great king of the ancient giants had those words cut in the stone over his grave. Time has left only two words that can still be read. Is it not the merriest jest in the world that you should have thought they were written to you?
Maybe they were, and maybe they weren't. But it is no laughing matter.
Listen, Scrub, our guide is Aslan, and he was there when the giant king had those letters cut, and he knew already all things that would come of them, including this.
This guide of yours must have lived a long time, friend.
And it seems to me, sir, that this lady of yours must have also lived a long time, if she remembers the verse as it was when it was first cut.
Very shrewd, Frogface. And you have hit the truth. She knows neither age nor death. Whereas I am a poor mortal wretch under most savage afflictions.
Whatever's wrong with you?
I am bound by a spell from which my lady alone can free me.
Tell us about this spell.
I cannot talk about it. I cannot. It is too terrible.
Try.
Very well. But remember, I have warned you. It may be the most dreadful thing you have ever heard. Every night, my mind is most horribly changed. And after my mind, my body. First, I become furious and wild. And soon after, I turn into a great serpent, hungry, fierce, deadly.
How awful.
That is what they tell me, and it must be true, because my lady says the same. I myself know nothing of it, for when the hour is past, I awake in my proper shape and sound mind, and can remember nothing.
So what is to become of you?
The queen tells me I shall be free from this enchantment only when she has crowned me king of a land in Overworld. Is not that lady worthy to be worshipped by any man?
Sounds a very nice lady indeed.
When are you to be made king?
The land is chosen, and the place of our breaking out. The Queen's earthmen have worked day and night, digging away beneath the very grass on which the Updwellers walk. She herself is there tonight, and I expect a message to go to her.
Then what happens?
We break through into the Overworld, and with the Lady to guide me, and an army of 1,000 earthmen, I shall ride forth, attack our enemies, and kill their leaders.
Rough luck on them, isn't it?
Still, It is the most comical thing to think of them all going about their business, never dreaming that under their peaceful fields and floors, a great army is ready to break out upon them.
I don't think it's funny at all. You'll be a wicked tyrant.
What? Is our little maid a deep politician? Friends, my hour is near. Soon they will come in and bind me hand and foot in that silver chair.
We're terribly sorry about your enchantment. What will those fellows do to us when the earthmen come to bind you? Can we stay here with you till you're better?
None but the queen remains with me in my evil hour.
But the queen is not here tonight.
I could not persuade them that you should be left with me. They're coming, quick, through that door. Wait for me, and I will come to you when they have unbound me. Or, if you will, return and sit with me in my ravings. Hurry!
I can't hear anything.
No.
And we seem to have been here ages. Those earthmen must have finished tying him up by now. Are we going back to watch the enchantment, or staying here?
Stay here, I vote. I'd much rather not see
it. We must go back. We may pick up some information, and we need all we can get. I'm sure that queen is a witch and an enemy. There's a stronger smell of danger and lies and magic and treason about this land than I've ever smelled before.
Well, I'll see if the coast's clear.
We need to keep our eyes and ears open.
It's all right. The earthmen have gone.
Well, we'd better go in.